Dictation for Barbara Wiles, W-I-L-E-S, December 439. Address as a letter to Mrs. Amanda Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, 584-0307. Dear Mrs. Bennett, follow up for Mrs. Wiles. With chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in February. Was admitted to Carson City Hospital for pneumonia in June, transferred to nursing home SHNEP, S-C-H-N-E-P-P. Admitted locally to ALMA, A-L-M-A, for CHF decompensation, July 13 to July 19. Right-sided pleural effusion did not require thoracocentesis. Incidental pericardial effusion without tamponade. Salt fluid restriction diuretics, remains on oxygen 1 to 2 liters. Plan for going home by tomorrow. Comes accompanied with daughter. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, some constipation or bleeding, infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, stable edema 2+, 1 pillow or orthopnea at night. Presently no oxygen. Cardiology is Dr. Bandy, B-A-N-D-I. Urology prior stents bilateral, Dr. Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Other review system is negative. I review the discharge summary. She was treated for question UTI. However, she has chronic hematuria from the ureteral stent. CT scan angiogram, no pulmonary emboli, but she was exposed to IV contrast. I review medications. Oncoric, Coumadin, Lasix, Losartan, Potassium, takes Sinemet for Parkinson. Next paragraph, today weight 148, blood pressure 103.70, chronically ill. I don't hear any localized valvulitis, no pericardial wrap, appears to be regular, no ascites tenderness, minor edema, very soft voice, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, looks older than her age. Next paragraph, chemistries. Most recent one, July 20, anemia 12, normal white blood cell platelets, normal kidney function, creatinine 0.9, normal sodium potassium, elevated bicarbonate at 40, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, GFR 59, TSH elevated, but 3 to 4 normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Kidney function remains stable. Prior elevations at the time of CHF decompensation, underlying CHF, salt fluid restriction diuretics, diastolic type, clinically stable, daily weights at home, elevated bicarbonate from diuretics, respiratory failure, other chemistries stable, anemia without external bleeding. History of atrial fibrillation, has a pacemaker. ureteral stents for history of lymphoma with bilateral hydronephrosis, repeat echo to document improvement of pericardial effusion. Clinically, at this moment, no evidence of pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap. Come back on the next 4 to 6 months.